flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just had two all first team, all NBA guys traded for each other. One is an all-NBA defensive player as well in AD, but you're not going to top this, Mike. I mean, like, the De'Aaron Fox thing was cool. He's going to Spurs, you know, again, Zach LaVine, you know, he's involved in it. It's not this. And no matter what happens between now and Friday, you know, I just feel like this is the one that everybody's going to be wondering because, again, it's still in the Western Conference. It wasn't like one of these guys went to the East and the other guy went to the West. You made this deal in the Western Conference, and a lot of people said that was a mistake also by the Mavs, because ultimately, does Luka come back to haunt you down the road?
Now, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now about just how this this process played out. There are apparently conversations between Nico Harris and the Mavs, GM and Rob Pelinka with the Lakers. And a lot of the stuff that's now coming out, again, some of these websites are kind of funny, but NBA Hype says, apparently Pelinka's like, we're the only team that can give you instant impact with Anthony Davis. And you know. You just don't know where this guy's going to be physically.
It's true.
And so he just apparently just kept hammered. And a lot of folks are saying, shouldn't the Mavs have gotten more from the Lakers? You mentioned earlier some of the other pieces, you know, Dalton Connect. There's a bunch of other guys that should have been perhaps in that package. But if it's a poker game, Pelinka just, you know, kept his poker face and Nico barked. Either way, when you've got that kind of – it's he's one of the top five players. Top five players get the Supermax contract. But when you're that much of a pain in the butt that apparently this guy is, that, you know, he's run off teammates, he's run off coaches. You know, that old argument about Trey versus Luka, yes, I get it. He's gone to a round further than Trey. He also got, he won one game in the finals and also quit and fouled out. So I get it, but I still think, you know, Trey has never, ever – had the supporting cast that Luka's had in Dallas. That's not up for debate.
I don't agree. I don't disagree, Mike. And that's why I said, as people were like, we want to trade. Look, if you still want to talk about that, great. But say it louder. Because our team and our front office has not given up on our star. And by the way, he's never not been in shape. By the way, he loves to play and hates being out.
Right.
There's a fundamental difference between these two guys. And as much as Trey beasts with the refs, and I've been saying this, everybody's like, oh, he's always arguing with the refs because you guys think that's a criticism. All these guys do it.
Right. But Luka's the worst.
He's the worst. He does it to an extreme.
You said this on Friday's show about, you know, if we don't love ourselves, ain't nobody going to love us outside of Atlanta. And then these same arguments crop up on social media. You can follow us. Carlos, put them up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. I got roped into a bunch of these arguments about Luka versus Trey. Guys, if you are some old school kind of guy, you can't say that you're a Luka guy because Luka goes against everything you're talking about and preaching. Discipline, okay? Selfishness, he's undisciplined, he's selfish, and he can't stay in shape. And he's got the talent. Again, we said earlier the phrase, the God-given talent. The guy can sleepwalk and do a 25-10 night. But he's a lazy, as I said, sloth-like approach to the game. Just got him traded to L.A.
Well, and here's the other part, too. You guys do know he's like 6'8", right? He doesn't play above the rim. The reason why is his weight. Mike, when you balloon in season to 270, that's a problem. And then the team says, we got to give you some time off. Luka's ankle's bothering him, so he's going to miss the next five games.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that was happening in Dallas. And at one point, you know, the front office is like, what the hell are we paying this dude for? Right. He's the face of our franchise, and we're dealing with this in season. This isn't the offseason where he's overseas and he's stuffing his face. Right. Like, that is a fundamental discipline problem, and it also says a big blank you to your teammates because, you know, you're not out there, not because you're truly hurt. You're not out there because, well, you're clowning around, and that means, Mike, you don't take this seriously.
Right, and we've talked about this. Trey's never had, like, this is the best year DeAndre Hunter's ever had as a Hawk. To have that athletic wing with defense, he hasn't had that consistently. And by the way, it comes off the bench. It's a lot of starter. You know, we talked about Jalen Johnson. He can't stay healthy, but that's one of the best players Trey's, if not the best player Trey's had. He's had front courts, nothing against Okongwu, but John Collins, we talked about his liabilities. John Collins, Capella. Imagine if Trey had a legitimate sort of like power forward center. You know what I mean? Think about where the numbers would be and how it would open up the perimeter game.
I sound like Landry. You're right.
I mean, their big idea was, wow, they double team Trey against the Heat. We'll get another point guard. Stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we wasted 2 years of Trey's greatness with that. Trey said yes, and Trey, by the way, he said all the right things. He may have lied, but because that's called leadership. Yes, sometimes you have to fib by saying, yes, I love DeJounte, it's great. Meanwhile, everyone knew it was a stupid idea. And now Trey's got a team he trusts, but now they can't stay healthy. So, look, I was on Trey's butt for 2 years. That he's changed. If Trey's changed and I's changed, you's to change. But Luke is still the same dude. Thank you.
Bill Ryder covers the NBA. Does a really good job. He's on the network that I'm on, an Infinity Sports Network. He put out some information this weekend when this went down, Mike, and LeBron responded to it, which tells you, again, sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Ryder, I want you to hear what he said about LeBron being frustrated with AD last year, and a lot of people behind the scenes believe this is why they're saying LeBron didn't know anything, when in fact he may have been the catalyst behind all of this.
Last year, there was talk within the Lakers organization that LeBron James had grown a little frustrated with Anthony Davis. It wasn't that necessarily AD was going to be traded. We obviously didn't report that on CBS Sports. It was just, hey, this is something to keep an eye on. LeBron is frustrated with AD, and he doesn't think that it's working.
And if that's the case, then don't you say that to Rob Pelinka?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you say that to Rich Paul?
Right.
I mean, like, and that's why, you know, I heard our guy Kendrick Perkins, he didn't know nothing about this. I'm like, come on, Kendrick. It's ridiculous to think that LeBron is not in the know when everything that has happened, he's been in the know about.
Now, some would say, now, if you take it at face value, I mean, Pelinka might say, oh, look, I'm getting enough heat by having Bronny on this roster. I can do some things. Rob Pelinka said, I can go in the bathroom and wipe my butt without your permission,
yeah.
LeBron. So, I mean, you may have had to have radio silence on this. Would somebody in LeBron, I don't know, I can't speak to that, if somebody in LeBron's camp would have leaked this. But either way, they did it stealthily, and they got it done. And now the question, as you said, you know, in the long term, when LeBron eventually does step away, is Luka going to be able to be the total package of it's his team, and he really does – you know, set the tone. You set the tone by doing all those things we just talked about that he hasn't been doing consistently in Dallas, despite the fact he's a walking triple-double.
He is. Let's talk, let's hear from Nico Harrison. This is the general manager of the Mavs. Mike was alluding to this about how he said a couple of things. One, how is this beneficial in the long term?
Well, I think the long term is the time frame. I think he fits our time frame. If you pair him with Kyrie and the rest of the guys, he fits right along with our time frame to win now and win in the future. And the future to me is 3-4 years from now. The future 10 years from now, I don't know. I don't think they probably bury me and J-Bud in, or we bury ourselves.
So, yes.
So, you know, that awkward laugh.
By the way, Jason Kidd had all the warmth of a hostage video sitting next to his general manager.
What are you supposed to say? He's like, I didn't even know. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I don't want y'all mad at me. Here he is sitting next to J. Kidd, and then right next to his head coach saying, I didn't tell him that we were doing this.
We kept it between us. We had to. We had to keep it tight. Jay Kidd didn't know about it. But Jay Kidd and I are aligned, and we talk about archetypes, and we talk about the culture that we want to create. So I know the type of players that he likes without actually talking to him. Hey, would you like, you know, so I know that. And Jay Kidd coached them when they won a championship. So I think when you're aligned with your coach like that, I know the type of players that he likes. And so I felt good about it making sense to where we're trying to go.
Well, that is not a collaboration, Mike.
No. And did J.K. actually get up at part of the press conference, Oren?
No, Nico got up and left.
Yeah.
And then just left Jay Kidd kind of just hanging in the wind.
Just going to sit there. Yeah, I mean, we hear these buzzwords. You know, I joke around all the time about collaborative, this and that. Look, he apparently felt that he had to do this in a vacuum. So Jay Kidd was not consulted and Luke is gone. Now, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and maybe somebody in Dallas will come, you know, that information will be forthcoming about just how toxic it's been.